This recording, Indiana 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you.
Sari Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see that in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born on July 8, 1990, in Hammond, Indiana, and I was raised in Schererville, Indiana. In Lake County, Indiana, and these cities and this county are right next to Chicago, Illinois. So we're less than 25 minutes away from the border, and less than an hour's drive away from Chicago, Illinois. I am white. That's my ethnicity. I go to a public school, so that's where I get my education. I am active in the theater there. I love French. I speak that a little. I'm still in high school, so I haven't really been. I don't really speak it fluently. I can say a few things, but from those two things, theater and French, I've learned a lot about enunciation and annoying little nuances in my culture's language, because around here there's a humongous diversity among people. There's the Chicago accent, there's the Southern accent of Southern Indiana, there's this Northwest Indiana accent, which is very nasally, but I have never really had an occupation, really. I've been focusing mostly on my high school, and I try to keep my grades up. And that's a real focus in my life. And also theater. Theater is one of the very monumental focuses in my life, and I plan on making that a large part of my life. And I want to become an actor, so I really think that might have an effect on my enunciation, because I become aware of all the nuances in the area, the slurred words, the nasal accents, and that's basically it.